Thank you very much, Jesse and Nicola, a gateway insect indeed. Tēnā koutou katoa ko RNZ National TNA. I'm Karen Hay. I'm here on the panel for Wallace Chapman, but not for long. All will be revealed. On the program today, an historic security agreement has been signed between Australia, the US and the UK. New Zealand says, no thanks, no nukes. So far, no charges have been laid against the Auckland couple who went to Wanaka breaking strict lockdown laws. We get a legal opinion on why that might be. And while we're talking lockdown, if Auckland does manage to go down a level anytime soon, what are the rules? We've all forgotten them. No more OK Boomer. OK Chloe? Baby boomers do care about climate change. A study shows older people are actually more likely than the young to feel that acting in environmentally conscious ways will make a difference. And while we're talking about the generations, an Ashburton councillor says some young people are ill-equipped for the reality of the workplace. And what is the perfect number of friends to have? And is it time to declutter? That's all on the panel today. And the panellists today in Wellington, Georgie Stigliano, government relations consultant and former ministerial staffer who's worked for both National and the 2017-2020 coalition government. Kia ora, Georgie.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And in Christchurch, Peter Field, head of the School of Humanities and Creative Arts and associate professor of American history at Canterbury University. Kia ora, Peter.
Hi there from a beautiful early spring day here.
Oh, fabulous. You've seen some daffodils?
Yes, daffodils, and the sun is out, and we are ready for spring.
Oh, you're so lucky. You're outdoors as well. Well, we can go out, of course, but only irregularly.
Yes, spring is not locked down.
No, that's good to hear. And let us know what you think about today's stories. Your opinions are always welcome. Some extremely funny suggestions for the worst song ever yesterday. I had a chance to read them all after the program, and there were some very thoughtful and informed opinions on our other subjects. So please text us on 2101, and the email is thepanel@rnz.co.nz. It's 12 minutes to 4, and I'm here, as I said, for Wallace Chapman, who's recovering at home from a broken wrist after a cycling accident that he had a couple of weeks ago now. We thought it was about time we gave him a call to see how he's getting on. Kia ora, Wallace.
Karen, hey, kia ora to you. Georgie, Peter, kia ora, and listeners, missing you greatly.
Hello!
Missing you greatly. I just can't believe, you know, when I heard those dulcet notes of the intro coming in, where am I in the studio? So it's lovely to have me on your show at the moment, Karen.
No, I'm on your show. Now, we all want to know, how are you feeling? Are you all right?
Well, you know, I think it was a bit of a time for an update because I've had some messages and some wonderful messages come through. Just a short story on what happened for those who don't know. So here I was, Thursday, 12:30, on my way to work, cycling to work, you know, in lockdown. As I always do, I was on a cycleway, no one coming, usual speeds. The next thing I know, I'm looking up at an ambulance driver. I'm looking up at a woman who I didn't recognise, happened to be my wife, my son. I was in shock, didn't know who they were for a couple of minutes. I was knocked unconscious. And I just suddenly went from having a wonderful ride into work, from being unconscious, looking up at an ambulance and taken into Auckland Hospital. So the short story is, yeah, so I guess, look, starting with the positive, the concussion tests have been done, and I can, you know, I can speak. I've got no sort of headache, I've got no dizziness. You know, that's a real positive. I was wearing a helmet, thank goodness. I guess the lesser, the more serious side is that my wrist, my left wrist, is pretty badly broken. I had a 4 to 5 hour operation at the Monaco Super Clinic the other day under the great hand specialist Mr. Taylor and his wonderful, wonderful team there. So the wrist is really smashed. It was at the upper end of complexity. But look, Karen, look, team, I'm feeling good. The mend will be pretty long, but
Wallace.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
That is terrifying. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Georgie. Thank you. It's wonderful to hear you guys, and I'm listening in. And it's just sounding fantastic.
Hey, Wallace, you don't know what happened. You were in the cycleway on the road, or you know, to the side of the road. You have no idea what you hit or who hit you.
That to me is the most chilling thing. It's a dedicated cycleway. It's part of the northwestern cycleway. It's just past Waterview, past the BP. All I can think of was about 3 or 4 days before that Thursday, there was a really big storm in Auckland, really big storm. And under the cycleway, there's a carriageway of trees, big trees. What I'm thinking is that a twig or a piece of wood got stuck in the front spoke. I went over the handlebars onto my back. That's the only thing I can think of.
Ouch.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, is your bike an electric bike or just a
It's just an ordinary cycle? It's just an ordinary bike. But a couple of things run through my mind about this particular accident is that one in 30 years of cycling, never had an accident. But I'm sure that listeners, you know, would have had. It's not uncommon, right, to have an accident. But the one take home message for me, and what the specialist is saying, is that helmet, very important. If I hadn't been wearing that helmet, it might have been a different outcome.
Were you wearing all the rest of the gear? I mean, or would you have ordinary day clothes
on? No, I'm not a like the cyclist, Karen. I'm not one of those. I mean, you might think I am.
I don't think you are. I was just curious. Where you got changed when you get to work?
I throw on an old T-shirt. In fact, I was wearing an old RNZ T-shirt. I've got my shorts on. That happened to be pretty, actually not so fortuitous, because the grazes to my knees are pretty bad.
In terms of wounds.
So when I look, I don't want to have a big shout out. I want to have a shout out to the specialist, Dr. Campbell and Mr. Taylor and his team. But a big shout out to a nurse at the Monaco Super Clinic who said, look, these are pretty difficult times. It's level 4. You're not going to have access to a wounds nurse. So I'm going to teach you for an hour how to do really good wounds dressing. So here I am on a sort of a weekday evening here at home, getting all my pads in a row, all my cutisone, putting my scissors in, boiling hot water, getting everything ready. So that.
Oh man!
Hey, do you think you'll get back on the bike?
That's a great question, because right now, whenever I see a cyclist, I think it's actually instinctual. I'm actually filled with a bit of fear, and that's quite sad. That's quite sad to say, because I've always found, just for me, I've always found cycling really safe, really, really safe. I'm not going to lie. This has actually put me off cycling for a little bit. I don't know how this accident happened, and I'd love to know. And maybe until I come to grips with this accident, it might even be a few years before I get on the bike, yeah.
Lots of texts coming through. Wallace Chris says, life can change in a split second. Get well,
absolutely.
Wallace. That's a big part of this too. You know, a lesson from that, a new appreciation for life. Not that your appreciation for life was in any way dimmed.
No. Look, it's a really good, I think the most, this is where I get a bit emotional, actually, to be honest, Karen, but it's the one time I had a real appreciation for life is when I had an accident. I didn't know what happened, and I was looking up, and all I saw was these two people who contacted the ambulance, my wife and my little son, Wallace Jr., age 3 and a half, and he put a little leaf on my broken wrist.
Aww.
And said, get well soon, Daddy. So he's kept it real for me, and I tell you what, you know, there's no rest, because I come home straight out of the hospital, and here I am spending 7 hours a day cutting out little dinosaurs. And I tell you what, I don't need hand therapy. I've got little lava pieces to cut out, little volcanoes. You know, I'm working here.
You are busy. You are busy. That's awesome.
So great to hear from you, and to take the best of care, Wallace. When do you think you're going to come back to work?
Oh, great question. It's weird, because in my head I feel like I'm ready right now. You know, I'm listening. I'm engaged in those issues, and I'm loving what you guys are having on. But the specialist said mentally, physically, it's been quite a ride for you. So, look, it might even be another couple of weeks. I don't know yet. I'll talk with the boss, and RNZ have been absolutely fantastic through me. But look, I'm missing you guys. I really am, and I'm really missing the listeners. The panel has this really staunch collective of listeners who aren't afraid to share or their opinions.
That's true.
And I'm missing that.
Oh, we're missing you, Wallace, and really great to hear your voice, and get well soon.
Hey, Georgie, Peter, have a great show.
Thanks, Wallace. Get well.
And cheers, Karen.
It's Wallace Chapman at home. He's listening, though, and well. Well, he's well enough. That's good to hear. 4:04, time for I've Been Thinking. Georgie, what about you?
Okay. I've been thinking about energy, actually. So I learned something this week that's just really stuck in my head, and it was a sort of throwaway comment in a meeting I was having about how Northland has the potential to generate a gigawatt of solar energy, which my next question was, well, how much is a gigawatt? It's about 30% of Auckland's annual demand, but we actually don't have the infrastructure or the capacity to get that generation to market. So, you know, we're burning coal, we're importing it, and it's kind of how we're keeping the lights on. It's been, 4 years since we banned new offshore oil and gas permits. And, you know, there are several initiatives out there to support this sort of transition to a low carbon economy. But I do think we're missing a solid plan around alternative energy. And we talk about transformational investment quite a lot in New Zealand, but I feel like something as simple as upgrading the infrastructure up there so Auckland can actually be supplied with solar power would really be a no-brainer. So, yes, that's what's been on my mind this week.
I'm not sure the sun is out at the moment, Georgie. I can't see it, though, because I'm in the studio.
It never is in Wellington, hence why we are not talking about generating solar power in windy Wellington.
Peter, what about you? What's been on your mind?
Oh, well, I've been thinking, too, I guess rather seriously, but about lockdowns, naturally, and COVID. And being an American, it's easy to think in contrast. So, for example, Auckland, we know you guys are in lockdown. And thinking about the USA, which is not in lockdown, what do we have, a dozen cases on average now in Auckland, where I know today the United States had 170,000 new cases. And yet I know that American football, which is quite popular in the United States, has started this week, which means there were 16 venues with 80,000 people maskless in attendance. So what a stark contrast trying to think of how the United States is now dealing with pandemic or deciding it's not in pandemic in one way or another. And here we are with our elimination strategy. It is quite a contrast.
11 cases today, Peter.
Right. So the dozen, I think I said. Sorry.
No, that's all right. It doesn't have to be absolutely perfect, but I was pretty sure it was 11 they announced. Yes. So from a distance, you know, you're looking at that from a distance. And so what's your overall feeling about what the US is doing? We've just got 30 seconds, so.
Right. So my overall feeling is, again, thinking about the New Zealand case, I think we really do probably have to decide. And we probably want to talk about this as a country a little more. What do we do when we feel we have enough vaccinations? Are we then going to accept that we're past pandemonium, that we accept the pandemic? Because I think one way or another, that's what the United States has decided to do, and the world.
Peter Field in Christchurch and Georgie Stigliano in Wellington, our panelists this afternoon. News is next.